NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas. The U.S. is condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. On Monday, the White House said the U.S. will continue its efforts to limit the country's ability to advance its prohibited ballistic missile and weapons of mass destruction programs. Before landing in the Pacific Ocean, the missile flew over Japan, where officials told citizens to take shelter in what was reportedly the first such alert in 5 years. A new report says President Biden told civil rights activist Al Sharpton he will seek a second term in 2024. Mark Mayfield has the story.
NBC News reports that Biden told Sharpton he will seek re-election while the two were posing for a photograph in the Roosevelt Room in the White House last month. Biden allies have insisted he'll run again, but the president has yet to make a formal decision. The NBC News report cited an official with Sharpton's National Action Network. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is ripping Vice President Harris's claim that Hurricane Ian aid will be based on equity.
I think it's ridiculous. And honestly, we had the FEMA administrator in Florida with us, and she threw cold water on that. So that is not going to happen. It's totally not appropriate.
Speaking on Fox News Monday, DeSantis claimed Harris is trying to play identity politics with a natural disaster. Water infrastructure projects in Jackson, Mississippi will receive $20 million in federal funding. The money is part of a stopgap spending bill approved by the U.S. House. The bill, designed to keep the federal government running through December 16th, was passed Friday. The $20 million will go to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which will work with the city of Jackson to determine how the funds should be used. You're listening to NBC News Radio.